moment we've been waiting for is here.
Previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Obviously, weather has become a huge topic all over the country. I mean, it depends on where you're listening as to how much it affects you, but certain parts of our country have gotten some very unusual weather lately. Whether it's colder or snowier than normal, which is the case around most parts of the country, or you're listening in Alaska, where it's actually warmer than it normally is this time of year. So there's equal oddities when it comes to the weather. But the headline on CNN this morning was, parts of the East Coast will be colder than Mars. Now, it's eye-catching, I'll tell you that. And, you know, because I, you know, didn't score a 1600 on my SAT, I didn't know how cold it is on Mars, but it sounds ominous for sure. And obviously that was their intent.
Was that under the math section? Because maybe I didn't get to
that. I don't know. Was there questions about the temperature on Mars on the SAT?
Don't know.
So then with a little research, thanks to Woody, we discovered earlier that the temperature on Mars that they're referring to is about 9 below zero. So, yeah, that's chilly, no doubt about it. But it's not, like, unheard of. As a matter of fact, during the winter, there are cities all over this great land that hit 9 below and then some. I'm sure there are our friends listening on Alt-1047 in Fairbanks are extending their middle finger at the rest of you for thinking that, my sweet Lord, 9 below is cold. This is a city, by the way, where they routinely are at 40, 50 below.
I think the problem, though, comes from the fact that these places are typically never this cold, and so people are very unprepared for it. They don't know how to handle the situation. You know, people in Fairbanks,
yes,
they know winter's coming.
They do. You're right. And there is a huge difference. And the preparedness is part of it. I mean, there are airports that just literally don't have any equipment to remove snow from a runway.
Sure.
Believe it or not. But that's the case for sure. And that could cause anarchy.
And I remember when we moved to Alaska, I had never lived in a cold climate before. And so when the first winter hit, I stood by the front window and I did whatever the other dads in the neighborhood would do. So like if they came out and started shoveling the driveway, I'm like, I got to go shovel the driveway. If they would have come out in like pink tutus and started a choreographed dance, I'm like, I missed practice. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. This is my first time.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. No, I mean, because there are a lot of things, you know, when you're not used to a complete switch, because you had grown up in L.A. your whole life.
I lived in Southern California my entire life.
And then moved to Alaska.
Right, which is very similar.
Yes, almost identical.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. The folks at Inside Edition were sharing some cold weather life hacks.
Oh, I trust them with my life. These have got to be great. Tell me one of them involves a boiling pot to get the ice off your windshield.
No, I mean, one of them I haven't. You listen to this and tell me if you've tried this before in cold weather.
We have some hacks that will help, starting with hand sanitizer, which can unfreeze car locks. Just a few squirts on the key. The alcohol and the sanitizer helps loosen up the lock. And look at that. Boom. Door unlocked.
Something that maybe you've never had happen if you don't live in a cold weather climate is have your lock freeze. It's not unusual at all if you live in a cold weather climate, but you don't know how to deal with it.
I had my
parking brake freeze the other day, and I'd never had that happen. Didn't know it was a thing.
Put a few squirts on it, and did it loosen up?
I did not. Whoa. I wouldn't know where to squirt, honestly. So.
Whoa.
You just sort of warm it up and hope for the best is the way that works.
Chelsea, where would you squirt for your...
Did you know you could put hand sanitizer in your locks, Chelsea? You grew up in Georgia.
Does it work? I mean, is it legitimate or is this fake news? Does that really work? Or are they just spreading a urban legend?
Alcohol doesn't, you know, it sort of takes care of those things.
No, I had no idea. I didn't know.
That's got to be a bummer for you because you keep your hand sanitizer inside your car. Damn it. Now I've got to break the window to get to the hand sanitizer so I can undo the lock.
Here's another one that's referenced, and I hadn't heard this one specifically. Another Inside Edition cold weather hack.
One way to protect your wiper blades, tube socks. Check this out. You get the blade in the air like that. You slip the sock on. Voila. Your blades are safe from the ice and snow. Get this. An onion or a potato can stop your windows from icing. When the storm's on its way, you cut these in half, and the sugar in the potato and the sugar in the onion will create a barrier on your window, protecting it from the frost.
Now, Woody, if
Do you
the other dudes in your neighborhood had gone out and started cutting onions on the windshield? Would you have done that?
Apparently my tears on the windshield from cutting this onion will prevent it from doing something.
I'd never seen that before.
Are you supposed to eat the onion? What do you, rub it on there?
Just rub it on there.
Oh,
that's going to smell terrible.
Here's what you do. You cut a potato in half and rub it on your window. Now you can't see out because somebody rubbed a potato all over your windshield. Right.
I'd never heard of the tube socks thing. Now, the one thing I do remember when we first moved to Anchorage was everybody takes their wiper blades and just, you know, pulls them up as if you were going to, you know, wash your windshield. You know, you take them off the windshield, your wiper blades, and just poke them up so that they don't freeze to your windshield.
Yeah.
I'd never seen that before until I moved to Alaska. So that's another way of doing he's referencing by putting a sock on it.
Maybe that's what sops up all the onion and potato that somebody rubbed all over your windshield.
I remember the first time I saw that, though, pulled into a parking lot, and I'm like, some dude went through the parking lot and pulled up everybody's windshield wipers?
Right.
What kind of prank is that? And then I was like, oh, it's so they don't freeze the windshield.
I knew that one.
I'd never seen that.
It's actually a sign that you're a swinger and you're available.
That's a pineapple.
And finally, here's this little tidbit for you as well, since we're all experiencing, except for those in Alaska, the extreme cold.
Believe it or not, your ceiling fan can keep you warm in winter.
In the summer, your fan is turning counterclockwise to circulate the cool air. But in the winter time, you can flip the switch and turn it clockwise. It pushes the warm air down to where you're sitting.
So good luck. It's not going to be easy, but we're all going to push through this. And
the harder you push, the sooner we'll get there.
Those of you in Alaska, you can continue pointing and giggling at the rest of the country.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Good. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
Uh-oh. I'm looking at the trending topics on Twitter, and Bon Jovi is trending.
Oh, no.
He's not dead, is he?
Anybody want to guess why? Dead would be the first thing you'd think of, right?
Is he wanted, dead or alive?
I honestly did not see that one coming. That was well played,
so
Chelsea.
I hate myself so
Step
much.
Into my office.
Step into my office.
I will.
Because you're f***ing fired.
Sexual. No, Bon Jovi is not dead.
Sexual allegations brought by Gina, who's been working at the diner all day. She working for the man. She brings home her pay for love. He has been arrested for giving love a bad name.
Stop it. Chelsea, don't encourage him. Something's wrong. That's not that funny. Why are you laughing so much?
I've got a low-grade fever.
You need a little sleep.
I do.
Bon Jovi's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is that breaking news?
Is that a surprise? Yes, that's breaking. First of all, they just made the announcements, and I feel like it's a bit of a surprise.
A bit of a surprise?
Wait, they announced...
They've been a very successful band for quite a few years.
I wouldn't have put Bon Jovi in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You would have immediately. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, absolutely.
Wait, they announced...
We'll have to... Tomato, tomato.
What would
We'll
take...
have to agree to disagree on that.
What would it take for Bob?
I don't know what it would take. And I think everybody has argued about who they do put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for quite some time. But it wouldn't have occurred to me that they would have been a given.
Are we sure this isn't fake news?
Hang on a second.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has officially announced next year's inductees. Bon Jovi, Dire Straits, the Moody Blues, the Cars, Nina Simone will all join the class of 2018.
13 studio albums, 3 live albums. 130 million records sold worldwide. And you don't count them in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know that I would have counted them right away, no.
Been in the British Music Hall of Fame since 2006.
Well, now that's ludicrous. They're not even British.
That's what I'm talking about.
How does that happen?
He has way too good of teeth to be in that Hall of Fame.
Look, I just, I mean, what...
We could be in that, probably.
What Hall of Fame do you actually take seriously? I mean, if sand can get in the Toy Hall of Fame, there are no rules.
Just because there's a Toy Hall of Fame and it happens to have sand in it doesn't mean that every Hall of Fame is immediately discounted.
I feel like
you're looking at this incorrectly.
I disagree with you.
So because sticks are in the Toy Hall of Fame, all of a sudden now nobody in the NFL Hall of Fame, for example, is worth a damn.
By the way, sticks in the Rock and Roll and Toy Hall of Fame.
All right.
There's just Hall of Fames for everything. Domo arigato. I don't know which ones you take seriously anymore. I'm on Woody's side on this one.
All right, it's not a reason to play Bon Jovi songs. I'm not sure what you're doing.
I think you got to celebrate, don't you?
You can celebrate all you want, but we don't have to play Bon Jovi.
What? How else would you celebrate just by going, whoa, 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 whoa.
All right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Did something happen in the hallway? Is there a gas leak? What's going on?
I feel so sick.
This is unusual. It's worse than normal.
Chelsea and I just sniffed a bunch of glue in the parking lot.
Well, thank you for that breaking Twitter news.
Well, first, I thought it was going to be somebody dead, and there wasn't somebody dead.
Bon Jovi in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Bad puns made by Chelsea and Woody. 4-11.
All right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Did you see that there was protesting, in this case, at the Los Angeles Dodgers game? Here's some audio.
Standing quietly, Gonzalez at first. Oh, my goodness. Well, we don't show him. Not if we can help it.
People running onto the field to protest something at
a
game.
Yes, yes.
Well, look at the sky. Well, look at the flags. Anything but foolish kids running on the field.
The famed Vin Scully.
And their kids.
So there he is. That's the Dodgers play-by-play guy. Does anybody know why they were protesting on the field at the Dodger game yesterday?
Something with the political race?
Something with the political race.
The lack of offense out of the Dodgers.
Lack of offense out of the
Dodgers. They are five games back.
Global warming.
Global warming.
Donald Trump.
I said that.
She said something with the political. I think that would count. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't get this. The answer is pretty obvious. Hot dogs.
How good they are.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't fully understand it. I guess they are anti-meat people.
Like Woody's wife. So this is like a PETA thing.
Yes. Yes, that's my understanding of it. Right.
There's not just one day that we eat hot dogs.
That's right.
It's not a hot dog celebration day.
Well, yes, I think 4th of July is baseball, hot dogs, apple pie. Chevrolet.
It's like all of summertime, basically. It just seems like a strange
day. That's part of why I bring it up is because also at the 4th of July hot dog eating contest in Coney Island, they also had protesters. Same style. Protesting hot dogs.
What do they do?
They tried to throw fake blood on the contestants. I think they actually got like three of them. They didn't get Joey, who ended up, by the way, setting a world record. Woody and Wilcox bump.
While they're eating?
While they were eating, yes. They got onto the stage at Coney Island and were close enough to get some blood on the
contestants. Help me understand this. Now, I love the fact that people in this country are free to have their beliefs and to shout them out if you want or whatever it is. At what point do you go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw fake blood on Joey Chestnut. And somebody's going to see that and go, oh my God, they're right about hot dogs. I am totally doing a 180. Like, how in the world does throwing fake blood on a competitive eater sway the minds of anyone? Or are you really just that hot for some sort of attention that you would run onto the field at a Dodger game where Vin Scully doesn't seem to know what's going on.
Well, why children would he? Running around. No, he is 130.
Right,
but I mean, at the same time, I wouldn't have assumed if I was the play-by-play guy at a baseball game that they were protesting hot dogs. How would you ever know that?
No, that's what,
I would never assume that. You just assume that it's somebody running down to go, look at me on TV.
Right.
Maybe they're going to strip their clothes off. Usual.
Were they holding a giant sign that say ban hot dogs? Or?
Don't know because they didn't show them. As Vin Scully said, we're not allowed to show them. So, look at the sky. Yeah. The TV cameras don't show it. So we don't know what they did.
What about the Nathan's hot dog?
I don't know if they had signs when they ran up on stage, but there have been apparently protests at that event in the past where actual spectators of the eating have sort of clashed with people who are saying you shouldn't be eating hot dogs.
I just
think it's the strangest
in the grand
thing,
scheme of things.
I get it. I understand there are people who don't like, you know, this, that, and the other, but I thought that was only when you wore fur. I thought that's when they threw fake blood on you. You know, because you're killing an animal just for its fur. I mean, there are plenty of people who eat meat. Are they just, is it now anybody who eats meat?
Anytime you see somebody eating a hot dog at a food court or,
I feel
you
like
know.
You're really opening yourself up to
a
lot of effort.
Right.
That's a lot of blood you got to pour on people.
This just opens up the door for people to protest all other sorts of stadium food. God forbid you get the anti-nut coalition on you.
Mm. People throwing nuts on you.
My wife's a fan of the anti-nut coalition.
D's nuts.
Right, yeah.
D's nuts.
You don't want people
D's nuts.
So I didn't realize that was a thing. When I saw that protesting at the hot dog eating contest, I thought, oh, this is the first, but it's not. If you go search it, they've done this before where they've gotten on stage.
Well, it's not very effective. Maybe they should try changing
their
tactics.
Believe it or not, they're still going to do the hot dog contest.
Yeah.
This generation has nothing to protest. You know, the world is at ease. There are no fighting.
No.
Nothing else going on. They're that's it. Mm. No Vietnam for my generation. Going to have to protest hot dogs.
Or perhaps nuts, as you suggested
right,
earlier.
These nuts.
Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we've got a round event happening in Florida here, and you're more than welcome to get in and compete. And you can do that right now at 844-4-WW-SHOW. Woody and I are going to share three stories. That's how this works. All of them are true, but they could have happened anywhere all over the globe, and you need to identify the one that happened in the state of Florida, which is where everything wacky occurs, or where so many things wacky occur. They're just so consistent. So you spot the Florida story to win, and Woody will start us off with story number one.
Was this a couple days ago, or is it yesterday, Wilcox? You had the story of the woman who had 14 worms in her eye on it happened in Florida?
That was yesterday.
Dude in story number one sees that and raises you this.
A worm swimming inside your eye. New tonight, ABC Action News reporter Michael Paluska is giving us an exclusive look at the race to save a man's vision and potentially his life from a rare pork tapeworm. And we want to warn you, these images are graphic.
Now, granted, that woman, she had the worms in her eye, but they were not life-threatening. In story number one, Sam got a pork tapeworm into his eye, and it could go to his brain and kill him.
A pork tapeworm?
That's correct. You're probably saying to yourself, Woody, how do I get a pork tapeworm? From consuming raw pork or through contact with fecal matter. So either way, it's pretty bad.
Fecal matter from anyone/thing?
That's all it says, Chelsea. I don't know if it went from what animal, if it's his own, from somebody else, if it's from a pig. I don't know.
Are you rubbing the raw pork in your eye?
Cool beans, there's two there. That one and then fecal matter from anyone or thing.
Properly cooked pork and good hygiene when handling food kill the parasite.
So why can't they go in and take it out?
Well, they're trying to do that and save his vision at the same time. He's got a window of opportunity where they can make this happen, the doctors say.
Now, she said, warning, this is graphic. What's graphic? The video?
Yeah, the video is them, you know, showing the tapeworm in his eyeball.
Isn't this just where you wave a cookie in front of his eye and then you hit it with a mallet when it comes out?
I'm not a doctor, but I believe that is the right prescription for this type of thing.
I feel like they're making this more complicated than it needs to be.
I expect more from you, Wilcox.
Huh?
I expect more from you. That's a Woody joke. I do.
There's only been 20 worldwide cases since researchers began tracking the worm. Is it in Florida where this dude is? What? No.
If you're tracking the worm, 8444.
Yeah, I was going there.
Story number two has to do with crazy cat ladies. And this is a discussion that we've had many times on the show over the years. How many cats is too many cats? Chelsea, I turn to you because I know you have a very specific measure.
Yes, there's a cat threshold.
Yes, you have a cat threshold.
The CT right. Number.
You're allowed to have six. But once you cross over into cat number seven, you're in crazy cat lady territory.
Right, that's right. I've forgotten what your number was, and now that I hear it again, I continue to disagree with you.
Right, the proper number of cats is no more than three before you venture into crazy cat lady. No.
I feel like more than two, and you're making a mistake. Let's put it that way.
You're on the verge, then. You are on the verge.
I know. We're at our limit. We are at our cat limit. There's no question about it. Well, the woman in story number two has a couple more than that. She lives with 1,000 cats.
Nope.
I'm sorry?
I said no.
What do you mean no?
There is no way, number one, to count 1,000 cats. You're counting the same cat multiple times.
I agree with Woody. You cannot count 1,000 cats.
Sorry, it's impossible to count 1,000 cats.
That's you're like, wrong.
There's an orange one. Nope. There's a gray one. Hey, there's another orange one. And it's the same effing cat just screwing with you.
Can't even get them together.
Cats are known to be effers. You know this.
The 67-year-old woman now lives in a trailer on her own property. The cats, 1,000 strong, live in her 5-bedroom home.
As soon as you start counting cats, there's going to be one cat that's like 13, 17, 21, 74, 22, and screw you up.
She started fostering cats in 1992 after a divorce.
Oh.
Not that she was married to a cat. I believe she had divorced a man and then, you know, like most women do, start taking in cats. She, by the end of that year, she had acquired 96 cats. So in 1992, she acquired 96 cats after her divorce.
You can't count 96 either.
But she did successfully rehome all of those. 96, by the way.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
In 1993, she became a vet tech and decided that she needed to adopt many of the cats that apparently needed homes. So today she has 1,000. No. She knows it, by the way. Quote, I'm at the top of the list of eccentric cat ladies. I don't think there's been anyone who has lived with, and you may want to sit down for this, 28,000 cats over the course of 24 years.
Now she's just pulling numbers.
Nope.
She says, I'm pretty sure it's a record. She has rehomed, obviously, the bulk of them. It's only the 1,000 that she lives with. 1,000. And by the way, I've tweeted out photos and the story if you don't believe it. If you're not following at Woody and Wilcox, now you have a reason finally to follow along.
Should we just wait to another break to follow up on this? Because I have many questions.
We probably should, but I will say she had no kids, bought a 4,200 square foot home, and decided what would be better than filling it with 1,000 cats.
And now she lets the cats live in that house, the party house, while she's out back in a trailer?
That's correct.
And she claims she's had 28,000, 27,000 of which she's rehomed.
Since 1992.
All those numbers are wrong.
No. How dare you, first of all.
I dare. I do.
No. Well, you. No. Well said.
That's a way to win an argument.
Here's my question. Does she live in Florida? And do the cats live in Florida? 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody has the third and final.
The third and final story has to do with a scary situation where you notice somebody has broken into your house in the middle of the night. Specifically, this is 11:30 at night. Family's at home, and they hear a window break downstairs. They're asleep. They come downstairs and they see a dude on their home computer. Wilcox, what's he doing on the home computer? The house he just broke into.
He's checking a book out of the library.
Try again.
He's porning it up.
Porning it up. Absolutely. Check out the big brain on Chelsea. Now, was he surfing porn on the internet or on a CD that he brought with him and put into the computer? Because that's what happened.
I'm going to say B, since that's oddly specific.
Yes.
Right. BYOP.
Right. It was a BYOP situation, Chelsea. A 28-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of residential burglary after breaking into a house to use the computer to view the porn that he had brought with him on a compact disc. Was it in Florida where there were no cats? No cats in story number three. Scott is up first to try and solve our quiz. Scott, what do you think? All three stories actually happened. Which one went down to the plywood state?
I'm going to say story number one.
Story number one. Yes, you are exactly right. Dude, in Tampa, Florida, something out of a science fiction movie, a brain-eating parasitic tapeworm living in his eye.
Story number two, which is 100% true, but did not happen in Florida. California is where the woman has had 28,000 cats since 1992.
Nope.
And now lives with 1,000 plus, by the way.
She's living in the trailer.
In her huge home where she lives in a trailer out back. I'm telling you, have you seen the Twitter? I've tweeted it out. Look at the photos. There's video. I mean, it's cats, man. I don't know how else to describe it. It is NBC, nothing but cats.
And a dude broke into a home in Van Nuys, California to view the porn that he already had with him on a compact disc.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So moments ago when we had a round of it happen in Florida, I had a story about a woman who was living in a 4,200 square foot home. Well, I should take it back. Used to live in a 4,200 square foot home. Now she lives on a trailer on the part on the lot, but the 1,000 cats that she now owns live in her 4,200 square foot home. Matter of fact, Chelsea, the doubter, here she talks about that.
So you had to give up your home for these cats?
I tried for about 16 years to make it work, but it wasn't okay having 60 something in my bedroom.
So if you missed the story, she started this in 1992 and claims that since then she's owned 28,000 cats. And you heard her there. For the first 16 years, she tried to make it work cohabitating in the home with the cats.
What's that
16
smell?
Years!
What does that smell like?
But somehow at 16 years, she gave up and she explains why.
One night, they threw up in my ear. And that was when I moved. All four.
They? Oh,
they. So
how
it
many?
Was, it was more than one.
Right.
That one you, Pliskins, you drinking night. Tequila shots over there and barfed in my ear?
It wasn't okay having 60-something in my bedroom. One night, they threw up in my ear. And that was when I moved. All 4,200 square feet is theirs. That's why we call it the cat house.
She had wacky music behind her no matter where she goes.
Yes, there's a small little band that follows her wherever she goes.
Is that supposed to make me believe it? That she's had 28,000 cats, A, somehow counted them over the course of 24 years and rehomed 27,000?
See, I'm more likely to believe it because she is crazy and gave up a house for the cats and lives in a trailer.
Does she have a lot of cats? I'm sure. But again, have you tried to herd cats?
Usually when we hear stuff like this, it's a tragic tale because the cats are in horrible shape, right? Mm-hmm. You can't maintain by yourself more than 20 cats.
Which she tried to do. However, I guess the bright spot in this story is that it now is a multi-person operation. It's become more than just a woman living with 1,000 cats. However, when she first started, everything was out of her own pocket. For 7 years.
Wow.
She sold her car. She sold her wedding ring. But today has a team of volunteers where they care for about 800 adult cats, 300 kittens in a 4,200 square foot home. By the way, she now says that she has 80 cats and four puppies living in the trailer with her. The feedings start at the shelter at 4 a.m. They give medical attention to ill cats. They have an ICU. The vet comes once a week to check out the animals. They are continuing to try and find homes for them.
How would you even...
She says right now there are 500 that are ready to be adopted. So if you've had your eye on 500 cats, here's a great opportunity for you.
Has she been tested for the... what's the crazy cat lady thing?
Insanity?
No, they have found there's a...
Cat scratch fever?
Yeah, it's like that. I'm trying to pull it up in my brain right now, but there is a... Something to do with when cats have a litter box, there is some sort of toxin that gets into your body, mm-hmm. and it causes you to crave more cats.
I don't know about that second part.
Whatever, I forget. It's the crazy cat lady syndrome, but it's toxoplasmosis.
Something gets in your body.
But it doesn't cause you to crave more cats. That part you're making up. I've heard of the other thing. Makes you crave more. Yes.
There's a crazy cat lady.
You know there's a joke there. I'm still thinking about how you get cats together to get them fed. Like, how does that process work?
I just roll out bowls.
Get in a line. Right. And how do you stop them from eating in each other's bowls? What do you catch them first?
Most cats don't care about that. They're not like dogs. That's true.
You think it's an easy time trying to feed 500 cats at 4 a.m.?
I didn't say it was easy. I just told you the story, and I'm telling you it's true, and you're the one saying it's not true. Woody, do you have more on the disease that causes you to crave more cats?
There is a video called, Is There a Disease That Makes Us Love Cats? And it's the correlation between crazy cat ladies collecting cats and toxoplasmosis. Look it up. It's on the internet, so it has to be true.
Mm-hmm. It's the potato chip thing where you can't have just one?
Right. Except with more hair.
Mmm.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of cats available, Chelsea, if you'd like to adopt.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Ridiculous goods and services available for you any time of the day or night. Where? Craigslist. That's why we like to play Craigslist Price is Right. Woody has gathered strange items. Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phones, will try to figure out how much money people are asking for these oddities. It's your opportunity to get in at 844-4WW-SHOW if you'd like to actually be a contestant. As usual, it's closest but not over the actual price for getting a point. Most points, you walk away the winner. It's just that simple. Let's meet our first contestant. It looks like it is Chris. What's going on, Chris?
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome in, man. Taking you on is going to be Jamie. What's happening, Jamie?
Good morning.
All right. Woody, are you ready to begin with item number one?
I am.
All right. What do you got?
Well, a big thanks to Bethany, who sent in somebody who's looking to, I guess, rent something is the technical term. I need to rent your kitties, and I need them right meow.
Say what?
Help, it says. I want to rent your kittens or cats. I need them for about 2 hours. They need to be old enough to eat solid food, but still kitten in size. My wife's birthday is next week, and she loves kittens. I will pay you blank to rent your kitties for 1.5 to 2 hours. I will transport the kittens in an air-conditioned car and will leave something of value with you as collateral, like my passport or something. Please let me know if you can help me. He wants to rent your kitties.
Did I miss why renting as opposed to full-blown cat buying and or acquiring?
Because you want 5 kittens that become cats?
Yeah, the wife loves kittens, not cats.
Yeah.
And inevitably, a kitten does become a cat.
Right.
I see.
That's correct.
So this is a price...
2 hours of kitty rental.
2 hour kitten rental.
Yes. Flat fee that he's willing to pay.
$100.
$100, okay. Chelsea?
$50.
$50, gotcha. Chris, what do you think?
$20.
$20. Jamie?
$75.
$75. Actual Craigslist price for the kitty rental, he's going to give you $40.
Andy's transporting the cats, so, you know, price of gas, stuff like that. Nice job, Chris, picking up the point on
Save
that.
Save the jokes. We all got it. You don't need to send them in. I get it. Yes, I know there are other words for cat. Thank you. That's fun. So that's a point for Chris, right?
Yes.
One
yes.
for Chris, nothing for Jamie or Chelsea and I. What do you have for item number two, Woody?
It's a 1996 Oscar Mayer Wienermobile pedal car. The listing goes like this. If you've ever seen the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile on the road, you know it's one of the coolest rides out there, and you know you want one of your own. Well, today's your lucky day. I have a very low mileage Oscar Mayer Wienermobile pedal car that was given away as a part of a promotion. It's got a few scratches on it, but it's in good condition. The decals are 100%, and the horn still works. I know hot dogs are fattening, but this car is good exercise, so you can work it off because you'll be pedaling around. Don't play catch-up with your friends. Be the trendsetter. Mustered up some courage to put this sweet ride in your yard, and frankly, your friends will relish hanging out with you.
Are you proud of your work?
Wow.
Awful.
Are you proud of your work?
Yeah, it was a lot of puns at the end there. It's an
God
awesome.
Help you and those who listen.
Oscar Mayer Wienermobile pedal car.
I don't know. I don't
understand
what's
the
pedal car.
How big of item are we talking about?
You know, like when little kids get in and they sort of shuffle their feet back and forth on pedals and they drive around in a car. Have you seen one of those?
No.
You mean like it's like 3 feet long or 4 feet long?
That's correct.
Yes. It's that?
Like a Shriner's car?
Yeah, but you use pedals to go back and forth and that propels the car.
Like a paddle boat.
Yes.
For an adult or for kids?
Yes.
Can I see a photo? And then maybe I'll help describe it to those who are struggling. All right. It's very small. It's a small weenie.
It's like Terrence Howard size.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Let's grab that.
Cool. Gosh, that is... Okay, so it's not at all like the actual Wienermobile.
Are you
going
to show it to me or what?
I'm trying to just... Chris and Jamie can't see it. It's just what Woody said. It's like a kid's toy almost.
Yeah. It is, yeah, like those little kids' cars. Okay.
It looks like it's plastic.
From 96.
Correct.
$100.
$100, the bid from Chelsea. Okay, Chris, what do you think?
$150.
$150. Oh, Jamie?
$151.
$151. Wilcox?
$1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price. He only wants $50 for it.
So that's one for me, one for Chelsea, one for Chris, nothing for Jamie.
Yes.
Jamie, you're going to need this one to stay in the game. Item number three, Woody.
Thanks to Kendall, who found the ticklish photo shoot. I'm looking for cute girls, no experience required, for a fun, playful tickle shoot. This is a combination of fashion modeling and me tickling your body. No nudity or anything like that, but you must love to smile.
What?
All shoots pay cash, so if you're looking for some extra spending money, why not try a tickle shoot with me? Email me for information, and please put tickle me in the subject line so I know who's real and who's spam.
Is there mention of him being nude?
It doesn't say.
Right? Because a lot of times it's like, you don't have to be naked. I may be naked.
Yeah, that's right.
Really... Like, I'm not sure, but I might, you know, at some point disrobe.
That's correct.
Well, we won't know death quotient on this one until we hear the price, right, Chelsea? Right.
It's already pretty high, I think.
Well, it's a little troubling. Does he specify women?
Or yes.
I'm assuming he.
Yes. It's specifically looking for cute girls.
Chris, you're going to go first on this one, but Jamie, if you don't get this, Chris is going to walk away as the winner. So this is per hour?
This is a flat fee for the entire shoot. It doesn't say how long you'll be trapped in the house.
Until you can claw your way out of the dungeon.
Yes.
It puts the lotion on.
I'll tickle it again.
That great big fat person. What do you think, Chris?
I'm going to go 50.
$50. Okay, Jamie.
Jamie for the game.
Oh, $51.
$51. Actual Craigslist price, you nailed it. $50.
Wow.
Death push it lower because of that, Chelsea? If it was like $150?
It's not, probably real.
It's not death very enticing, right? If it was a higher number, it would be more enticing.
There is a bonus paid out, however, if you pee your pants after being tickled too much.
Wait a second.
Does that change the death quotient as well?
He'll pay you extra if you pee your pants. Wow. Is that what you said?
After being tickled, yes. Not just if you come in with wet pants.
Wow. It looks like a shriveled up bush.
You played well.
Tough break for you, Jamie.
Thank you, guys.
But at least you learned a little something.
Right.
Did you? Stay
off of Craigslist.
Well, there may be a job opportunity. I don't know.
Who's eating tuna?
Chris, nice job. Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
Good day to get on the Craigslist, too, for crying out loud. Throw yourself down in a weenie mobile as you pedal to your ticklish photo shoot with your rental kitties in tow. Nowhere else are you doing that except on Craigslist. If you found anything odd when you're out there, send it in. Send it to Woody. Maybe we use it next time when we play Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We just wrapped up a round of Craigslist Price is Right. And thanks to everybody who is responding to the various items that were for sale. And you're responding either on Twitter, at Woody and Wilcox, or on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, what have you. There was some confusion. One of the items that Woody had mentioned was a tickle photo shoot that was referenced as a tickle shoot. $50 is what a man was willing to pay a woman who would come to his home, and he would tickle you while you had your photo taken. It was tickle shoot, not tickle shoot, as Brandon has questioned on Twitter. Please point out where on the body the tickle shoot is.
S-H-O-O-T, not C-H-U-T-E.
Correct. Now, I'm not an expert, and I didn't study biology, so I'm not going to sit here and try and pontificate and say there's not a tickle shoot somewhere on the body. C-H-U-T-E. There may be, but in this case, it was a tickle shoot, S-H-O-O-T, as in photo shoot. So those of you that are aware of where a tickle shoot is on the body, feel free to send that on in. Photos may or may not be welcome. I won't really know until I see.
Oddly enough, Urban Dictionary does not have a definition for tickle shoot.
Brandon, here's your opportunity to define tickle shoot on Urban Dictionary. This is a big day for you.
They do have tickle boner and
all right.
Tickle boobs.
All right. That's fine.
But
no tickle shoot.
No tickle shoot as of yet.
Well, fingers crossed. By the end of the day, we're going to knock that off the bucket list.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
How exactly did we get on the topic of proms the other day?
I don't remember. It was something yesterday. You were making fun of me, of course, for going to prom three times and taking a 17-year-old when I was a sophomore in college,
right?
Which is understandable. I would make fun of me for that as well. And so I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to check out some of my old photos. But it reminded me that my wife is still, I don't know how to phrase it, not crazy about the fact that I still have photos of several of the exes.
She's upset at you that you still have photos from proms that you went to?
Upset may be too strong a word, but I know over the course of our relationship, it's been brought up a few times. And last night, again, I was going through some of those photos, trying to find specific ones. And it's not her favorite thing.
They're just pictures in a box, though. To clarify, you're not like drinking Moscato and playing Sade and crying over them.
No,
that's called Thursday, Chelsea.
No, they sit in a shoebox in my, in my office, so to speak.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's probably pretty normal.
Beyond pictures, do you have any other
memorabilia?
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking for. Memento or memorabilia from past relationships. Because
no,
I remember
like what?
When I graduated college and I moved to San Diego and was working, I moved in with a guy, and he had a pair of pants from a girl that he had a relationship with.
What do you mean he had a pair of pants?
She left a pair of her pants at his house, and he kept them, And it became a thorn in a lot of future relationships because the guy would meet a girl and date her for a while and get into a relationship to the point where it'd be like, oh, you know, somebody would go through his closet and there's a pair of woman's pants. And you're like, what the hell's that? And it would start a fight with his now girlfriend about,
just kept a pair of pants.
As it should.
So he, clarification, he wasn't wearing them.
Not to the best of my knowledge,
At least not while you were awake.
That's
he would have me smell the ether bunny from time to time.
That'd probably be a deal breaker for me, honestly.
Well, it was for a lot of women, Chelsea.
Do you think that's unusual? I mean, pants I think probably is unusual, but I mean to keep some sort of
memorabilia
from a previous relationship. I think if you're a certain age, maybe. 844-4WW-SHOW, the way that you can get through. Share or throw someone else under the bus.
I think Sean fits the bill perfectly. Sean, what's your story, man?
Well, when I was 16, I had a serious, my first, you know, everything. First relationship, first break the virginity thing.
First lover.
Okay, I wish you would not use that term ever. Thank you.
Sorry. And so, yeah, so what'd you do, Sean?
Well, she had these Lee press-on fingernails. And we're messing around, and they kept breaking off, and I've kept them, and I still have them to this day.
So you have an ex-girlfriend's fingernails?
Yes.
Now, are you in a relationship now?
Yes, I am.
Married?
Not engaged.
And does she know about the fingernails?
No, she doesn't. They're in a private little keepsake box I have of, like, old mementos.
You think it'd bother her if she knew about it?
Maybe. She'd probably be a little weirded out, and she'd probably throw them away. It's not been the first time it's been discussed and, like, had problems with. Like, why do you have someone's fingernails?
Oh, so you've had this come up in previous relationships?
Yes.
How long has it been since the fingernail chick lost the nails?
Oh, well, I was 16. I'm 41 now, so it's been a while.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez.
So we're talking about 25 years, something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you do with the fingernails?
I don't think they're just in a keepsake, like little hook chest box I have.
Okay.
He pulls them out and sucks on them every now and then, Chelsea.
No, I mean
just to get her flavor back.
Just trying to gauge how creepy it was.
I guess the real fingernails are still probably underneath those. They're glued on, you know. So.
And the creep factor just went up again.
It is kind of weird. I don't know why, but it was because she was my first, and I just kept that as a memento because that's the only thing I have left.
So that is it. I was going to say, do you have anything else?
No.
From her?
That's about it. No.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Sean.
I have a little bit of her skin.
Well, see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That makes a photo seem somewhat normal, right?
Yes. Ash, you're on with Woody Wilcox. What's up?
Well, my ex-boyfriend had a tooth removed, and when we broke up, I kept it.
Okay. And where would you like the police to come pick you up?
No, I'm not that weird. I just collect oddities like bones and things like that, and human teeth and human body parts are kind of hard to get a hold of and they're not very cheap. So I was just like, heck yeah, I'm totally taking your tooth.
Was this out of some sort of retribution, or you still have a thing for him, or why the tooth?
No, I don't have a thing for him at all. I mean, we have a kid together, but I see him all the time. I'm just like, I don't know why it was you, but the tooth is just totally because I have a thing for weird stuff, and I'm just like, I have a human tooth now.
Do you display the tooth? Is it like on a necklace or something? What do you do with the tooth?
I thought about it while we were together. I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll make a necklace out of your tooth or something. But now since we're not together anymore because the mother tried to cheat on me.
Whoa.
So he did not get a necklace made out of his tooth, but now it's just sitting on my shelf with all of my other weird stuff.
Like, okay, so what else interesting do you have that maybe is unrelated to an ex?
I have get like bones, like I have a coyote skull, I have a mole skull, I have a taxidermy baby chicken, I have bone art, it's like a spider and it's made out of like vertebrae and bones and things of that sort.
Red rum. Red rum.
Put the lotion on your skin.
844.
I have an ashtray made out of an ex's skull.
4WW show is the way that you can get through.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
There is a phenomenon in this world known as the Woody and Wilcox bump, and it has reared its head once again. A while back, I think we revealed on the air that I'm an urban chicken farmer. Wilcox making fun of me, and same with Chelsea, making fun of the fact that I own chickens.
I don't know if I make fun of the fact that you own chickens. I just feel like describing you as a farmer is yes. funny to me. That's all it really is.
Inaccurate.
What do you mean inaccurate?
You own chickens. You're not an urban farmer.
Yeah, I'm an urban farmer. I have to clean the chicken coop. I have to feed the chickens.
So you're a guy who lives within the city limits who has chickens.
Right.
Which is a longer way to say it, I agree. But mm-hmm. I, for some reason, feel like giving yourself a title mm-hmm. is more maybe than you deserve.
You think farmers do more than what I do?
Yes, and they keep their animals alive better than you do.
This seems like a wormhole that we've dove down into. Is there a reason why you bring it up?
Well, the Woody and Wilcox bump is the fact that there is now multiple places that you can rent a chicken across the United States and Canada. That's what I'm talking about. We talk Sorry. About me owning chickens and being an urban farmer, and now there are businesses across North America that allow you to rent a chicken.
And you believe the correlation is that you talked about yourself owning chickens, and then all of a sudden businesses just started popping up, allowing people to rent a chicken?
Let me ask you this. All right. Anybody else talk about owning chickens?
Yes,
probably.
Sure, many.
Who?
I don't. I
can, we can't listen
names?
And talk at the same time.
Mm. So you're saying I'm right. The rented chicken, by the way, allows you to rent two hens for $425. That's for 6 months rental, Chelsea. If you want four hens, it's $600 for 6 months.
Why?
Go ahead and waive the collision when you rent them, because that's just a scam. They're covered under your own insurance.
You better return these chickens filled up. We're going to charge you.
I know. What if you kill them?
$9 a gallon.
Your fake mom on Twitter feels that you may be exaggerating your farmerdom when in reality you merely choke the chicken.
Yeah, my mom can't spell the word choke.
Doesn't matter. I still understood the meaning. So people would rent a chicken for what purpose other than choking it?
Well, obviously, the eggs that we get from the chickens have higher nutritional value.
Obviously.
Than the ones that you would buy at the store.
Right.
That's the reason most mm-hmm. people who, like myself, are urban farmers have chickens.
Never bring us any eggs, so.
So they rent a chicken that will then provide them an egg, and then they return the chicken. Do I understand that correctly? I feel like
months.
You're really going to great lengths that are unnecessary.
This is a six-month chicken rental, so you have it, and chickens typically, depending upon the time of year, will give you one egg per day, per
is
chicken.
Is this like a lease to own, or like a...
Great call, Chelsea. Yes, as a matter of fact. After your $600 for four hens, you have the option of adopting the hens for an additional $350. Bringing your total investment to $1,000 for four chickens.
Now, I don't know if this is accurate, but Casey on Twitter has pointed out you can buy a chicken for $3. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I haven't been shopped.
That's a one-time chicken use. I believe that's you eat that chicken.
Wait, like a rotisserie?
Right. I think he's talking like a chicken burrito.
Okay.
I feel like Casey may not be a genius, but I think he knows the difference between an animal and a burrito.
No, I don't know.
But I feel like he's in the right ballpark. Chickens are not that expensive, correct? We used to have chickens growing up, and we had like not a lot of money. My parents probably bartered it for some shovels or something.
Yeah, typically when you drive by and you see a chicken in somebody's yard, you don't go, well, aren't they fancy?
I know.
That's not usually hand in hand. It's not a status symbol.
Well, I know. Look at them high
you do
on the
in my
horse.
Neighborhood. Highfalutin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would like to rent a chicken for a day, but not a 6 month period. So
a day's not long enough.
Yes, it is if you just want to play with it. So
you want to play with your chicken, you can do it on your own time.
I think my son would like that. There's a chicken character on one of his favorite cartoons. I'd like to have it at a birthday party and then return it. So when that happens, you let me know.
Thanks to Tim, who says, I've rented a beaver before, but okay, never a chicken.
This is my first beaver.
I see what you said there, Tim. I get that. What was the price on the chicken rental again?
If you'd like to keep the chickens, you're close to $1,000.
But $450, I believe, for a six-month period.
$600 for four hens.
Whether Casey's right about the $3 or not, I feel like that's a pricier acquisition than should be.
How about go down to your farmer's market, buy some eggs, be done with it. But then you can't tell people you're an urban farmer. Why don't you put that on your business card, Woody?
Come down off your high horse.
I don't have horses. They don't allow those in my neighborhood. Right. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Screaming Hanya, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, who tweeted, sorry, Woody, owning chickens doesn't make you a farmer. When Wilcox changes his oil, he's not a mechanic. That's correct.
Well, the difference is I actually own chickens. I don't believe you actually change your oil. You've seen my chickens.
As I've said, the invitation is always open for you to come by and join me. It's relatively affordable to watch me change my oil if you'd like. So, and Josh on Twitter also saying, Casey, who tweeted in earlier, is right. Chickens are about $3 to $5 per. So, paying $400 for 6 months is probably slightly higher than you need to.
Although that's for a chick that you can buy, not necessarily a full-grown chicken, which is producing eggs, which is what you rent. So the time investment, the food investment, the energy invested, I think everybody knows.
Please clap.
Well, you really are a farmer.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I get up early. I feed the chickens.
What's that, sir?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Chelsea, I'm going to need your help here. And science has brought us something I am concerned about and curious about. And you being the only official woman on the show, maybe you can help out here. And it's a delicate matter, so I'll try and tiptoe around this as much as I can. feminine hygiene products, right? Who's with me? Can I get a what?
I don't know what I'm whatting. What?
There is a company now that claims that they have put together a Bluetooth tampon. Bluetooth tampon.
Goes I love in my ear?
Their first album.
Chelsea's answer was much better. Goes in my ear is not what I was looking for.
Sorry, I can't hear you. I have a Bluetooth tampon in my ear.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
Let me walk out and get some better coverage.
It is not something that goes in your ear. It is something that will tell you when it is time to be replaced. It has technology that will then relay information to a smartphone app, and you will then be alerted, apparently, to the time where something needs to be done. I think we all know kind of what goes on.
So your phone will buzz, and then you're like, hey, I got to take this call. It's nature.
Yes. Is that something, I guess... I didn't realize maybe that was something that you'd need help with. Your thoughts, Chelsea?
Well, after many years of practice, you get to know your body.
Right. So you would think that's not something that would come in that handy.
No. And I'm a little confused about how it would work. At first, I thought my vagina was going to buzz. So at least we're past that.
But no, at first, you thought something was going in your ear. I remember you said that was within the last 2 minutes. I remember that.
Accidents do happen, right?
Well, yeah. And not all products are the same. There are some that are better and some that are worse. But we've been muddling through somehow for how many years?
So there's a cord, apparently. So when you hear Bluetooth, you think, oh, it's wireless.
Yeah.
But apparently there was too much in the way of electronics when they did it that way. So this version has a cord that comes out of the actual tampoon and then attaches somewhere on your belt.
on your belt.
What?
To a, that's where you, I look, I'm not a technical guy.
Is that a ripcord? What, I mean, what do we,
that's how it connects. It says there's an extra long cord that connects to a Bluetooth module on your waist. Apparently, lots of women were asked, obviously, when you're a company trying to put something like this together, you want a focus group. And so many of the women said they don't think that this would be something they would want now, much like you, Chelsea, but maybe when you were first starting out, so to speak, this would have been something that would have been more handy.
How big a cord are we talking about?
6 to 12 inches?
There's so many things that could happen. It's like a kite string. That thing could get hung up on all sorts of stuff, and then it gets pulled out and lying on the ground, and then you've got all kinds of explaining to do. I can see mishaps happening.
You don't want to fly it near power lines, that sort of thing.
I just
I'm reading online, obviously, about this, and of course, it's online, so there is a listener or reader commentary underneath. And one of the women says it's actually not a bad idea, although you'd need a very long string. Because one accidental tug and shenanigans may ensue.
Yes.
And I can see, you know, I could see the shenanigans ensuing from that.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Sorry.
Oh, the worst part has got to be when the cat comes up and starts playing with it.
My gosh.
It, first of all, right. There's no end to it, right? I mean, one end is one place, one end is attached to the,
but
you
what
know.
If it becomes unattached?
Well, that kids are playing jump rope with it.
And how does it tell you when it's time? Do you set a timer? It measures volume?
Yes, that's it exactly. And it gives you like a percentage in terms of how
can you is it like
full
when you,
it is.
When you order Domino's, can you see where you can see where your pizza is in the cooking process? Is
I'd there, rather not is associate pizza with any of this discussion, honestly.
You can see where your pizza is?
Like, yeah. Pizza's in the oven now.
You keep checking your phone.
It's a percentage, so it'll say like 38% full, that sort of thing. There's no mention of pizza. I expect it to retail for $50 for the Bluetooth waistband module, and then there are special the tampons that come with it, and it's $13 for a month's supply.
For a month?
That seems high.
I'm only telling you.
How many do you get in a month?
It's called MyFlow, by the way.
Are they reusable?
That's OW, not like Flo from Alice or from
progressive.
Geico. Is it progressive?
It's progressive.
Aren't refrigerators like this where they're like, hey, the cheese is moldy?
If my refrigerator's telling me to change my tampon, now I'm on board.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. No, I know what you mean.
There's the oven Bluetooth. Says you've got time, but the refrigerator says whip that thing out now.
I'm going with the oven on this one. Velma says, but what if you wear shorts? And you've got this long cord.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. Well, it seems like there may be some holes in this.
Stay away from the cats.
Well, it links to a belt. Like the cord's not long enough to hang out of your shorts. How short are your shorts?
Yeah, but then you got to roll it up like your extension cord. Put a zip tie on it or something. I mean that seems awkward as well.
It's weird to wrap it around your elbow like that, right?
I mean,
that's all twisted up.
Just put it around your wrist. You hail a cab, that thing's coming out though.
Right. It's kind of like having your wallet on a chain, right? It's the same sort of same idea.
Your ham wallet.
Beer Club Brandon thinks that it should automatically eject when it gets to that point. That would be fun.
Wow.
Sort of like a bottle rocket.
Or a hot potato.
All right, these are all ideas that maybe they'll try and incorporate into this thing when it fully comes to market. We can only hope, I guess.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
For those of you that are new to the Woody and Wilcox Show, you may not realize that one of the things that's fun is to really push Chelsea's buttons. And one of the things that... that really gets that going. And there are several. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to limit it to just one. But excessive spending of money on things that seem frivolous really drives Chelsea crazy. Now, not that you're alone on that, Chelsea. I think a lot of people would see things that are wasteful and think, well, that's awful. However, it is fun to help you feel that way when we see things like, what do you think Floyd Mayweather is paying these days for a haircut? Floyd Mayweather, of course, the boxer. Let me help you out with that. $3,000 a week. $3,000 a week.
Hang on a second.
Is apparently what Floyd Mayweather is paying for a haircut these days.
Floyd Mayweather Jr., the boxer.
Yeah.
has no hair.
He's bald.
Well, it doesn't get that way on its own, Woody. He has to have somebody help him with that, apparently.
So somebody is making $3,000 a week shaving Floyd Mayweather's head.
That's all I can figure from this. He apparently pays $1,000 per haircut and often will get 3 haircuts a week.
That's excessive.
His hairdresser says, I cut his hair 2 times, sometimes 3 times a week, depending on what's happening. If he's training, I'll cut his hair Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
But she shaves his head. That's what she does.
Yes.
And she charges $1,000?
Correct.
And then she goes back to sleep.
Until what, Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. He must not know.
This is a dude who can't read, right?
So maybe he doesn't understand numbers.
I believe his not being able to read was grossly overblown, if I recall correctly.
But I don't think so.
Really? Okay, be that as it may, I'm sure he understands the numbers 1,000 and can see that next to the haircut on the sign and figures, yes, I understand that it's $1,000 a haircut. I don't know if you saw this recently hit the inner tubes that Shaquille O'Neal had talked about some of his early ridiculous spending, as a lot of guys do when they...
Oh, you hit the NBA?
You
sure.
Become rich any overnight, and you all of a sudden start spending money ridiculously. At one point, he was doing an interview recently, Shaquille was, where he was asked about a certain customization to one of his cars. Listen to this.
Do you really want to have a fish tank in your Mercedes speakers?
Yes, I do.
Have your bodyguard replace the fish that died daily?
I did. Because, you know, we always used to have competitions on the team where you could have the best car, best looking car, loudest car. So I was like, let me get a clear box with some fish in it. So we leave the house at 10:30. We buy 2 goldfish. We put them in there. We jam it all the way to practice. By the time we get to practice, the fish are in the bowl again. It didn't work. It didn't work as I would have liked it to.
So I don't know what the money spent on that was, but just rehashing that, he had a fish tank in his speaker somehow.
Speaker box.
And every day would put goldfish in there on the way to work, and then they would die, and so he would buy more the next day and put the fish back in his speakers.
You know how much goldfish cost? Like, 19 cents.
Right. Goldfish aren't crazy cents. Expensive.
That would, if to equate that with Floyd Mayweather, it'd be like going to the pet store and being like, I'll pay $1,000 for a goldfish.
I'll go buy $150,000.
This is him talking about before he even was drafted, this is Shaquille O'Neal again, and he had just gotten $1 million in endorsement money for a product.
I go buy a $150,000 car. No negotiations. I don't know nothing about negotiations. Guy could have told me $200,000, I would have bought it. So I go and I get a black Mercedes, because that's what I always wanted. Black Mercedes and some nice wheels. Guy was like, $150. Write the check. And I come home, my father's like, that's nice, where's mine? I was like, you know what? You made me who I am, jump in. So we ride, told the guy, I want another one, same one I got. So they go $300,000 right there. So we get home, and my mom was like, oh, that's nice. I don't want one that big. I want a little one. Because I know I got more money coming in. So I'm just like, I just want to take care of this stuff now. So I go get my mom one. There's $500,000 right there. So now I got to get suits for the draft. I got to get jewelry. I got to get earrings. You know, I got to buy the Alpine pull-out deck. So when I go to the club, I got it with me. I got to get the alarm that calls the beeper and the phone.
Please clap.
Beeper.
Ask your grandparents what a beeper is.
That was his explanation of how he spent literally $1 million in one day.
That makes a lot more sense to me. That price of a car at least is in the same neighborhood. Not a haircut, excuse me, a shaving of the head for $1,000. That would be like Shaq going and buying a car and they
said
$2
million. Did you hear
what
he said? He spent $1 million in one day.
I get it that a car is worth more than a haircut, Chelsea, but it still seems excessive,
no,
right? Oh,
no,
it doesn't seem excessive.
I don't have the issue with spending $1 million in a day unless you spend it on one haircut.
Who are you?
Then I have. It's just,
what have you done with Chelsea?
It has to do with the value thing and the not knowing what something is worth. It's not, you don't spend $1,000 on a haircut. If you want to spend $150,000 on a car, whatever. That's what it costs. $1,000.
No. You're wrong.
wrong.
All right. Well, I feel like we've hit something here. So it's more about the item than it is the actual money, is what I'm hearing. I don't know that we can find this, but I feel like this would be a great opportunity for you, the diligent Woody and Wilcox listener, to throw somebody under the bus for a ridiculous amount of money that they spent on something.
Are you talking about like my buddy who won the lottery and spent $80,000 on two Isuzu rodeos?
That would count.
I feel like it's not about poor choices, though.
That's okay for you, Chelsea, because that's what it's worth. And a Isuzu rodeo at $40,000?
Well, if that's what they cost, then you could spend your money on ridiculous things, but that's what they cost. It's like your wife buying a dog in an auction for $10,000 when it... like regular street value is like $10. The difference there. You see my hands moving up and down?
I like both sides. So whether it bothers you or not, if somebody spent $80,000 on two Isuzu rodeos after winning the lottery,
well,
I like
funny.
That story. 844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
When's the time that you took a dare and maybe ended up in the hospital or had to have emergency services?
Listening to this show.
You'd listen to this show on a dare?
Well, I don't even know if anybody would do that. You're right. That does sound preposterous.
I bring it up because there were 40 kids in middle school in Ohio. 40! That were treated either by paramedics... and some of the kids actually went to the hospital after they took a dare to eat a ghost pepper. Chelsea?
It's hot.
It is one of the hotter peppers. 400 times hotter than Tabasco. Not the hottest pepper in the world. Not the Carolina Reaper pepper. But pretty hot. And apparently one of the kids there at this middle school brought a couple of these peppers in and was daring kids to try it. And Sally, kids these days just aren't as tough as when Wilcox was young and you had a hoop and a stick to play with.
Right.
Started freaking out. One of them apparently lost vision after eating this thing.
Damn.
He probably touched it and then touched his eye.
I like how you're saying Sally, kids. Do you remember when we had the contest in here, which I believe there's still video of, to eat hot wings?
Yes.
And you got through one of them?
One and a half.
And then you had to go lie down on our dirty, dirty bathroom floor.
I'm sorry, how many did you have?
I know better than that.
Exactly.
Oh, Wilcox, how many did you have?
Same answer as Chelsea.
And by the way, that was hotter than the hottest pepper in the world, which is hotter than the pepper that these kids ate.
And look what it's done to you.
Let's get back to these kids, though. I mean, 40, that seems like a lot. Not everybody had their own pepper. Were they taking small bites or just licking it? Oh.
According to one 911 caller, a 13-year-old boy broke out in a rash, had trouble seeing. Several other students were vomiting due to ingesting these peppers. But I'd love to hear your story at 844-4WW-SHOW about the time that you did a dare and it didn't go as planned, right? You had to have
medical,
a professional medical
attention.
Yes.
What would they do at the emergency room for a kid who has overindulged in a ghost pepper? Do you have any idea?
Hydrate medical?
Well, I don't think so. They're not dehydrated. Well, they may be dehydrated later.
Wouldn't that help flush it out somehow?
By getting an IV treatment?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Blood transfusion?
You know, they're eating these peppers, Chelsea, right? They're not like...
in the mouth?
Yes.
No, but do something like rinse out the mouth or something.
You just went from blood transfusion to rinse out the mouth.
Well, I'm just throwing all these things.
Thank God you're not a doctor.
If you need any medical attention, Chelsea at iHeartMedia.com is the way that you can get through.
I'm just spitballing here.
Right. You sure are.
I don't know what they would do. I'm not a doctor, but I believe that they would probably give them water and milk of magnesia or something like that to protect the lining of their stomach. It's baffling to me that you got 40 kids to follow a dare. What was the prize at the end of it?
I don't find it that baffling. No. You were in middle school one time, right?
That's how you got into pole vaulting, right?
Pole vaulted in high school.
That was probably on a dare as well.
Yeah.
And I bet kids had to go to the emergency room after watching you pole vault. I know I would.
Torn stomach muscles.
Laughing
too much. Hey, the fat kid's going to pull off. Come on, everybody. Let's meet at the track after school.
Horniac.
Horniac.
I don't think that has anything to do with
it. Horniac.
It should.
Horniac.
844-4WW-SHOW is how you can get through on the phones. Looks like Caitlin has got something for us. Caitlin, what's your story?
All right. So I was 8, and my friends wanted to walk on the car, and I said, all right, that sounds like fun. So we walked out all the way from the hood all the way to the trunk and then back. And then there's a crack already started in the windshield, and then I just fell through. And my friend just left me there. And
so you were stuck in the windshield?
No, I wasn't stuck.
Whose car?
It was my mother's car.
Were they happy?
Oh, no. My dad came home, and my next-door neighbor is standing next to the car with a basketball. And so my dad's looking at him like, what did you do? And my mom's like, no, I know what happened.
Were you just bleeding profusely the entire time until your parents came home? How'd you go to the emergency room?
No, it didn't look as bad as it sounded, but it was really fun. We went to the emergency room. My mom told the receptionist, yeah, she fell through the windshield. And they're looking at my parents, who are fine. They're looking at me, like a wreck. And my mom's like, no, she fell through the windshield like a dummy. Like, oh, okay. So I never did that again. But
you haven't done it again? Why not?
Still have glass in my legs.
You still have glass in your legs?
Yeah, they did an x-ray on my legs a few years ago, and they found glass still in it.
Right.
That's the call I want to hear. Who else has glass in their legs right now? 844-4WW-SHOW.
Anything.
Right? Or anything in your legs that maybe shouldn't be there. Not between your legs, inside your legs. Is that the same thing? No, those are different things, right? I think we'd take that call. 844-4WW-SHOW.
I've seen videos like that before.
I know you have. Sometimes it was glass too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Wilcox, you were never suspended from school, were you? It's sort of what we're talking about this morning, the time you got suspended the first day.
Well, no, I never got suspended on the first day. I don't think I ever was suspended, actually.
I did the in-school suspension because I had a friend write me out of class, you know, when you're in high school and they send you a note that says, hey, you've got to come to the front office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he would do that from time to time, and we would go to Taco Bell. As opposed to the front office, and eventually that caught up with me. It wasn't the first day. Why are you laughing, Chelsea? The Grand and Hefties were on sale.
Just you and your buddy enjoying a Bell Beefer?
Under the bleachers?
And then going to Taco Bell?
844-4WW-SHOW, the times that you were suspended.
And I'd like to hear some of the a little less common reasons why you were suspended or got in trouble. I feel like the dude waiting on hold right now has a slightly more unusual story.
Kyle?
From where I live, my grandfather farms, and the first day of school, I took our tractor and I picked up our school wrap and set it in front of the door of the front entrance of the school.
You picked up your school what? No, I'm sorry, you picked up what with the tractor?
Our school rock, you know, that people paint their birthdays and stuff on.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I picked the whole rock up and put it in the front entrance of the school. And they suspended me for, I think it was 14 days.
14?
And what grade were you in at the time? Kindergarten?
I was a sophomore.
Sophomore in high school.
How did they know it was you, Kyle?
Because I'm like basically the only one that would be able to do something like that, I guess.
Did you normally drive a tractor to school?
No, I did it before school hours.
I think you should be flattered that they look at you and you go, that's a guy who probably drives a tractor.
That's right.
I guess my boots gave it away.
That is dedication, because that would mean, right, that you'd have to get up sort of in the middle of the night to pull that rock in front of the main entrance. That's some real stick-to-itiveness.
I did it like 2 in the morning because the janitor gets there at 4, so.
That dirty rat probably is the one that ratted you out.
Problem.
Plus, you know the janitor's hours. That's impressive, too.
Good point.
I went to a lot of schooling, and I couldn't tell you when the janitor arrived at school.
Well, obviously, Kyle learned a lot more than you ever did.
Apparently.
Kyle, we appreciate the call. 844-4WW-SHOW. You mean you didn't know the janitor's hours?
No, but then again, I can't remember what I did yesterday. So the fact that I don't remember the janitor's hours probably doesn't mean I didn't know them at some point.
844-4WW-SHOW. Zach is up next. Zach, what's your story, man?
Well, very first day of kindergarten, I had just seen Saturday Night Fever. And so the first day of kindergarten, I thought it'd be a good idea to jump up on the table, take my shirt off, and start doing the dance that he did in the very end of the movie. I got suspended for that.
What? You should be applauded.
Yeah, for 3 days.
Isn't this the plot to the movie Footloose?
No, I'm dead serious.
I'm sorry, what year did you say you were in school?
I was in kindergarten.
Kindergarten? You were doing like the John Travolta moves?
Yeah.
And have you ever done that again, Zach?
No, I didn't, actually. It kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
Please don't say you're imitating John Travolta and now you have a bad taste in your mouth. Right. I feel like there's a connotation there.
Oh, my.
What do you mean? What kind of connotation are you talking about?
Yeah, I just wonder if he's giving massages or something.
Right.
844-4WW-SHOW, the way that you can get through if you met an early suspension. First day of school, perhaps, somewhere in there.
Looks like Chris has something for us. Chris, you're on with Woody Wilcox. What's the story, man?
What's up, guys? So we are christening a new school. The school opened for the first time, and we're the inaugural eighth grade class. And to commemorate that, they wanted to take a class photo. So we all like got together. We all were really meeting for the first time as a melting pot of kids. But we're standing around a while, and we're figuring out that one of the girls in the class's last name was Horniak. And, of course, being 13-year-old eighth graders, we thought that was just giggling fun. And a big group
I think it's giggling fun, and I'm a fairly grown adult.
Correct. I mean, I'm – Poor kid. I mean, that's our last name, Horniak. And so instead of saying cheese, majority of the class decides on the count of three to just yell, Horniak. So the pitcher goes off and they do this and she snaps. Like, we don't know this girl. And she just starts punching and kicking everybody around her with a lot of force. Like, these Horniaks must come from a line of strong breeders because she was just...
These Horniaks must come from a line of strong breeders.
You know, there's a line I didn't think was going to be heard on the show today.
That sounds like something I would say.
Yes.
I mean, prove that they don't. I can't prove that they don't.
Right.
So she's kicking my friend Scott, and he's sitting down. So she's standing up, he's sitting down, and she's kicking him in the head to the point where after three of them, he gets tired of it and catches her leg mid-kick, stands up, and power bombs her to the concrete.
Uh-oh.
Now, everybody, of course, is like, oh, my goodness, that's crazy. He gets suspended 3 days ISS, and this is the first day of a new school, but he only served 1 day of it because they ended up appealing it, and since he was defending himself, they decided not to go through the full 3 days. But, yeah, crazy experience to open that school.
Did anybody end up marrying that Horniak woman?
I'm not her friend on Facebook or anything, but I really hope just for her sake she at least changed her name.
Well, you know what they say. Once you mess with a Horniak, you never go back.
That's correct. That has to be true.
Chris, we appreciate the call. 844-4WW-SHOW.
We should have clarified. I think he was talking about power bomb, the wrestling move. Although, when you go to Urban Dictionary, there are other power bombs. And I pray that it wasn't any of those. While I don't recommend an eighth grade boy power bombing a girl at school at all, the wrestling move I think would be better than some of the other definitions.
You say anything about the other definitions?
No, you can go ahead and open that little Easter egg when you get your own moment later on.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So what we got here is three stories. We're going to share them with you real quick. That's what we do on It Happened in Florida. Woody and I will share these stories. They're all true, but one of them happened in the state of Florida. They could have happened anywhere all over the globe, for that matter. But if you can identify the Florida story, that's how you win this thing at 844-4WW-SHOW. So Woody will kick it off with story number one.
You know, you guys can get some incredible deals when you go shopping at the Goodwill store, right? It's not just for Halloween costumes. There's all kinds of cool stuff that you can pick up, and the money goes to a great cause. Like in story number one, where somebody was shopping at the Goodwill, and they're like, wow, grenade launcher. Hell yeah! Oh my God, it's loaded too? What a bargain! I'm going to pick this up. Actually, they notified the people working at the Goodwill, and they're like, I believe that that item over there is a grenade launcher. The bomb squad was called out, and indeed, it was a grenade launcher, and it was loaded with a live grenade.
Honey, are we ever going to use the grenade launcher?
I don't know.
Just take it to Goodwill, for crying out loud. It's been sitting there on the counter for years.
The manager told the cops that the grenade launcher had come in a shipment from a different store several days earlier. Good news is everything is okay. They disposed of the live grenade.
Honey, I'm not going to wear these jorts anymore. Should I put them in the pile for Goodwill? Yes! Put them next to the grenade launcher, for crying out loud. What's wrong with you? I'm taking them tomorrow.
Make sure that thing's unloaded before you put it in the car.
My jorts are never loaded. Oh, the grenade launcher.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Actually, my jorts have been loaded.
Okay. Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah! Oh. I'm doing a reenactment of how the story happened, Chelsea.
I feel like you went out of character there for a minute.
They were all the same character, by the way. Didn't you hear it? The man and the woman were the same thing. It was me. Fooled you. Story number two, I bet we've all been in this situation where you've had your car towed, right?
Mm.
You go out somewhere, you park your car, you come back, Gonski. It's not there anymore. Have you had that happen?
Yes.
Yes, everybody's had that happen.
I was in college, and I went to my car, and I was like, what? It's not here.
Right.
And they decided to do some road work or something on the curb and just moved all the cars that were parked there. Mm-hmm. I wasn't parked illegally.
And it's usually fairly affordable and a pleasure to get your car back. Am I right?
Right.
No.
Or it's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
It's $1 million usually, and it's three towns over. Mm-hmm. Wherever you live, it doesn't matter. The tow truck is not in your town. They've taken it to Kansas, and it's in some tow yard.
Yeah.
And you'll be forced to hitchhike, take a train, and then the final few miles in a rickshaw.
And then
it's usually really, really easy to get your car back. Or it's one of the most frustrating things ever. I've had it happen. I'm sure many of us have. And what do you do in that case? It's going to be, it'll be $500 to get your car back. And there's a 10-minute window when you can pick it up in Albania. That's usually the way it goes. Well, you're frustrated. And you do what the man in story number two did. You say, all right, that's fine. And you hang up the phone. And then you wait for nightfall. And you go back and you get your revenge. What do I mean, get your revenge? I mean, you go to the tow yard where they've taken your car and you steal a tow truck. Huh? That'll teach them. You found your car that they towed to the impound lot, but you steal their tow truck to get revenge on the folks who towed your car. Now, that is frowned upon. I'm just going to throw that out there. So as I tell you this story and you go, my God, that's genius. Well, maybe you think so. However, it is illegal. So keep that in mind. My question is it Florida where a dude stole a tow truck to get revenge on them for stealing his car? And when I say steal, I mean towing it legally. Woody's got the third and final.
You guys remember what fast food restaurant said you could have it your way?
Burger King.
Burger King, nice. Check out the big brain on Wilcox and Chelsea. Yeah, nice job. Did you realize that does not mean that you can walk into a Burger King, drop your pants, and begin pleasuring yourself because you want it that way?
Oh, no.
I have to change my plans.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to let you know. The 24-year-old man kept entering and exiting the restaurant, and when he'd get inside, he would drop trow and start emailing the bagpiper right there. And he'd realize what he was doing, witnesses said, and seemed to pull up his pants and try to leave and then come right back in and do it all over again.
How closely are they watching him? But now they're making a determination about his motive and noticing apparently facial expression and deciding what that means.
What else are you going to do after you've called the cops?
I feel like I'm leaving. That's kind of my own personal take on it, but you know what? Maybe that's selfish of me.
By the way, not the first time he's performed lewd acts in a fast food restaurant.
Well.
Wow.
You know, you don't want to be a rookie the first time you get arrested for this. The man was taken into custody, and they believe, kids, drugs may have been a factor in this. Was it in Florida where he wanted it his way, and they said, no, we're going to go ahead and call the cops anyway. Mark is up first to try and solve our quiz. Mark, what do you think? All three stories happened. Which one went down in the dingly-dangly state?
I'm going to say I want it his way.
You want it his way. I'm sorry. No, it did not. Nebraska is where that one went down. So be careful if you're in Lincoln, Nebraska and going into a Burger King.
Have you been to Nebraska?
I have.
I mean,
not much else to do.
Oh, you don't have to do it in the Burger King, though.
Yep. You pretty much do. Dylan, 50-50 shot. What do you think?
I'm going to go with story number one.
Story number one. Yeah. It was Bradenton, Florida, where a Goodwill store employee noticed, wow, that looks like a grenade launcher. It is a grenade launcher. And they said they received it from a Tampa store just a few days earlier.
And the man who had his car towed and then decided to get revenge by stealing a tow truck from that impound yard. California, Albany, California is where that one went down. And again, that is frowned upon, just as an FYI.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Yesterday, we talked a little bit about the roast of Rob Lowe that aired on Comedy Central on Monday night. If you've listened to our show much, you know that I don't have passion in my life for anything, according to Chelsea, except for one thing. And it is the roasts, the celebrity roasts.
What about riding public transportation? Isn't that a passion?
It's not anywhere near my passion for celebrity roasts.
Bowling?
Nope. Also not. So anyway, I didn't stay up late. I only caught bits and pieces. So yesterday I went back and watched the whole thing. There were a couple of dudes who were on this roast of Rob Lowe that stood out that I wasn't anticipating. And one of them was Rob Riggle. I've always been a fan of Rob Riggle. And his background is so fascinating. Right? Everybody knows Rob Riggle if you know Rob from what? What would you say people know Rob Riggle from?
The Daily Show.
But did you know he was a lieutenant colonel in the Marines at one point?
I knew that he was in the Marine Corps.
That's a pretty high rank, right? I mean, you're the guy who knows all the ranks. I'm not great with ranks. That's, yes. That's up there, right?
But yes, sir.
Maybe this is ignorant, but I don't think, you know, Marine and comedian, you know, kind of crossing over.
Well, I think a little bit unusual, right?
Yeah.
Especially to be at the level that he is.
How dare you, Chelsea? Are you saying the Marines aren't funny?
Anyway, listen to Riggle. And he does one of these things. I feel like it was like the time that Norm MacDonald did the anti-funny thing. Not that Rob Riggle wasn't funny, but he committed to a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll kind of get the gist of it here. This is Rob Riggle from the Roast of Rob Lowe.
Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General. Huh? Jeff's a regular at the Friars Club, but that really shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. I mean, they serve food. Pete Davidson's ugly. He's actually going on his third year of SNL. It's been a while since I've been there, of course, but you got to help me out now. Is it the fourth year that they finally let you see an orthodontist? Jacked up teeth! Fix that! Jimmy Carr's got better teeth and he's British!
So after each joke, he's just going to yell why it's a funny joke.
We should try that.
And yeah, well, I've done variations on that. And then he just leads them in a chant once he starts digging into to Nikki Glaser, Rob Riggle again.
Nikki Glaser has no idea what I'm talking about right now because, one, she only watches porn, and, two, she's never waxed in her life. Harry! I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to make you hungry.
And then Rob Riggle gets into Peyton Manning a little bit. You know, they tended to focus on the size of his head. If you caught any of the roast, you picked up on that.
And then there's the sheriff. Well, well, well. Oh, number 18, Peyton Manning. Peyton, as you know, is from New Orleans, but you might not know this, though. After Katrina, he helped displaced families by letting them stand on his forehead for 2 days. A real New Orleans saint! Room for everyone, folks.
so stupid.
So dumb.
But I love it. Well, like you said, he committed 100% to it, right? There was no backing down.
No, he just kept laying it on. So the other guy who I thought was amazing and maybe even less known is Jimmy Carr, who is a British comedian. He was recently on the Jeff Ross Roast Battle show. Huge in some other countries around the world, but isn't like massive here in the United States yet. He addressed Rob Riggle after he was done.
Rob Riggle claims he used to be a Marine, but he also claims he's now a comedian, so I don't know what to believe. Rob served in Afghanistan before becoming a stand-up comic. Then the real bombing began.
Jimmy Carr brings this up about Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser is here, one of my favorites. On Nikki's Comedy Central show, Not Safe, she found out her father is hung like a horse. And we found out Nikki inherited her face from her dad's...
I should have mentioned, if you're easily offended or you are faint of heart, these roasts, probably not for you.
Probably
not for you. Jimmy Carr continued, by the way. Ann Coulter, for some reason, was there at the roast. The Ann Coulter, the political commentator. Jimmy Carr had this to say.
Ann Coulter's... Seriously, this gets classy. Ann Coulter's is now so old and dry that it's just got a job drawing cartoons for The New Yorker.
I don't like to think about Ann Coulter's.
But that is the classiest joke I've ever heard. Have you ever read The New Yorker? I don't understand the cartoons in it.
As long as you mention The New Yorker drinking tea, it's classy.
We are reminiscing from Monday night's roast of Rob Lowe. Jimmy Carr is the guy that I just played that clip of there. And he also had something for Jewel, who for some reason was also on the roast of Rob Lowe.
Jewel. Jewel has an incredible voice, an incredible body, and a face.
She took a lot of heat. Oh, did Jewel take a lot of heat?
She looked fantastic.
She did look good, and she actually was very funny up there as well. Speaking of Jimmy Carr, Pete Davidson, the dude from SNL, had this to say about Jimmy Carr. Oh, and about Ann Coulter as well.
Jimmy Carr is here. When I first met Jimmy Carr, I thought, wow, Jeff Dunham's puppets are getting amazing. And Ann Coulter is here, everybody. You know, Ann describes herself as a polemicist, but most people call her a c**t.
Hey now! Hey now, good morning.
Is there a joke in there? Is that just...
You know I hate that word, but I even laughed out loud.
You cannot laugh at that, can you? And speaking of Pete Davidson, Peyton Manning got up and roasted and actually did a tremendous job. He had some commentary about Pete Davidson, who you just heard there.
I just met this guy, Pete Davidson, backstage before the show. Great guy. He asked to take a picture with me, and I didn't even realize he was one of the comedians. I told him, don't give up, kid. Whatever disease you have, you can beat it.
So there you go. If you haven't had the chance to see it, I mean, I was crying last night watching that, other than the Ann Coulter part, which was just so hard to watch. I truly had to kind of cover my eyes and get in a fetal position.
Well, the good news is if you did miss it, you're only 31 seconds away from it starting again on Comedy Central.
They do like to rerun those things a couple of times, so you'll probably have, you know, another opportunity.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So Woody was sharing a story about a dude that has just passed away, but before he did, throughout his life, he collected mannequins. And would then, when he purchased them, what he called refurbish them.
Yeah.
Which really apparently just consisted of him taking Bondo and resin and giving them larger breasts. Now, you might think, well, that's, you know, okay. Is that? Well, it's more interesting because he had a family. He had a wife. They were all aware of his hobby. He continued to do it almost up until his death. And now it's become a thing because as he passed away, he then passed these on to the rest of the family. And they, oddly enough, are not interested in keeping them.
What?
844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through.
Looks like Zach is on the line. He's got something for us. Zach, what's your story, man?
My brother used to collect his son's thrown-up T-shirts.
Thrown-up T-shirts?
Yeah, if his son would throw up on the shirt, he would put it in the box, save it, and change his shirt to another shirt.
Is his son like 22 years old, or how old are we talking here?
He was 12.
I think I'm missing something. Let me start this whole thing over again, because Woody actually was carrying on a conversation like he was right with him. I don't understand a word of what you're telling me. Woody, what's your understanding of what he's saying?
His brother collects vomited on shirts.
From anybody?
From my nephew.
From his son.
Who's 12.
Yep.
Why would he collect shirts with vomit on it?
It would be a momentum, or I forget what he said when he used to talk about it.
A memento.
Where is the collection now?
Up in the den.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah.
Did he start when he was a baby?
When he was 6, actually.
I mean, I wonder how many shirts that would be. Do you have any idea?
I know it's 6 boxes so far.
That seems like a lot of vomit.
Yeah, was he a sick kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, his kids went through a lot of crap and all the nastiness. Ugh.
I'm so confused right now.
I feel like we should be concerned, and I'm confused.
Maybe what's that where you keep your kids sick? Was he giving your nephew something to make him vomit?
Hey, Zach. Zach hung up on us, apparently.
Did I cross a line?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head.
Lots of men have that reaction to you, Chelsea. You know that. What was happening there?
That seems like a lot of vomit for a...
I mean, I don't know where to start. Yes, that's a lot of vomit.
And then why would you keep them?
Then he's keeping shirts with vomit on them, and he has 6 boxes full.
In the den.
Where else are you going to keep it, Chelsea?
Well, I thought the guy who was refurbishing mannequins would certainly be the craziest collection. But I don't know. I feel like that would move to the top of the list. Mm-hmm. At least you can sort of maybe see why the old dude who probably was... You know, had a little thing for ladies.
In the chest area.
But I don't understand how this one helps anybody. 844-4WW-SHOW.
Who can help us?
Should we call someone?
I don't know. Should we?
FBI?
I don't know. I don't know. We don't know anything, though, as usual. So I don't know that that's going
to
help.
Cool Beans apparently says we need to talk to Tony on line 2, who could top something like that. Tony, what's the story, man?
So when I was going to school, man, I was in college. You know, there's this one girl I had my eye on for a while and started dating her and stuff. About a month went by before we were actually going out, and I actually made it back to her place for the first time. Got back and found out she was keeping used condoms from all the guys she hooked up with since she started school there, and there were a lot of condoms.
What?
No.
No.
On my mother's eyes, I swear.
How did you find this out?
She was happy to show me. Like, she was going to let me know what was going to happen after we were done hooking up. She had pictures of the guys with, like, paper clips with the condoms attached to each picture. I don't know if she put them up offline or what, but it was by far the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The F-bomb was needed there.
Yes.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's okay.
No, it's okay.
I heard the story, and that took me right back here. I was like, this has got to be hers.
How quickly did you moonwalk out of that room?
No, he got it done first.
I was gone. I told her, nice to meet you. You know, it was a great month, but you know, this isn't going to work out. I was scared that it wasn't going to be long before she started collecting penises.
That's Wilcox's collection.
I know. So are you sure they were used? She wasn't just trying to like freak you out or something to see how.
Oh, come on. You've seen a used condom.
Yeah, you're right.
More than one.
kind of hard.
Did you seal the deal, Tony? Just the once?
No. I'm scared I'd wake up and crazy. I don't deal with crazy.
Ballpark, how many you think there were? I know you didn't count, but I mean, just round it up.
There was, I want to say, a drawer full. I mean, it was like a stack. It was like she was keeping a file. Like you ever see like the CSI shows where they got like files with people?
Yeah. Yeah, like a manila folder with a picture on the front and then the condom on the inside.
Kinda, yeah. Without the folder.
I don't understand why she would show you that.
Yeah.
You know, if she's doing it, it's one thing, but it would be like her secret in case, you know, she had to go back and get herself tested. I don't know.
Right.
But to show
she was like proud of this. I mean, like, I've never seen such obvious crazy in my life.
Look, it wasn't that obvious. You lasted a month.
Well, I mean,
she did have a vagina.
Right. Yeah.
So,
maybe more than one.
She's getting into
that. She's very good looking too. That was like the worst part. She was very good looking.
That's not the worst part. The worst part was that she kept all the condoms.
Yeah.
Tony, thanks for the call. 844-4WW-SHOW.
Wow.
I'm glad she showed that to you first rather than when you broke up, right?
God. Wow. Well, that beats the guy with the mannequins too. I didn't think we would ever beat the guy who was refurbishing mannequins. That blows him out of the water.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Talking about odd collections. We've already heard several that are far more troubling than the old dude collecting the mannequins. You're more than welcome to get in at 844-4WW-SHOW yourself.
Betsy, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. What's up?
All right. So I have it's like a small collection of animal skulls and various animal parts.
We've talked to you before, haven't we, Betsy?
I think I tweeted you before, but I've never called in.
I remember this. Okay.
Yeah, I remember somebody having animal skulls as well.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking we talked to you, but we didn't talk to you last time, huh?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Well, I guess we should ask first, remind us what the collection is specifically. Like, what do you have?
So it's basically like, it started with a cat jawbone that my kids had found out in the yard and brought it in. I think it was from one of our cats that had died and we buried it or whatever, and it got dug back up. But I thought it was cool, so I kept it. And then, like, various friends of ours that hike and whatever else, because we used to live in New York, so they'd hike through the Adirondacks and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd say, okay, well, I found this deer skull. Do you want? Okay, yeah, I'll take the deer skull. We got a goat skull. We got a fox skull. Okay, yeah, bring it on. I'll take it, you know. So that's basically how it all started.
And you display them somewhere?
Yeah, they're in the curio cabinet in the dining room.
You're just collecting bones that have been found.
I have a bat in a jar too, but mostly it's bones.
But I mean, you're not out killing
animals
and bringing them in.
Oh no,
not yet.
No, I can't do that. That's bold.
Okay, so you have no interest in that. You just like are fascinated by the bones, or
I just think they're really cool. You know, it's interesting to see them and look them over, and the kids like them and.
What about the bat in the jar? We just going to ignore that?
I'm sorry. I was on another tangent when she said that.
She has a bat in a jar.
It died on the back porch, and I thought it was cute, so we put it in a jar, and we kept it in the curio cabinet with the skulls, and his name is Tony.
Our last caller who found used condoms in his girlfriend's room, Tony.
Yeah, that's a whole other level of crazy I don't want to get into.
This coming from a lady with a bat in a jar in her living room.
Dining room, sorry.
Right. Bon appetit.
Well, I feel like, no, I would much rather be around Betsy than the woman who collected the condoms. So I think Betsy's right.
Thanks.
That is much more insane in my mind.
I think that's a great compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
At least you're not as crazy as the condom girl.
Right.
That's right. We're all a little crazy anyway, if you really stop and think about it. So.
I know you got to listen to this show. Crazy.
Now,
we all got to be a little crazy to listen to y'all.
True. But I think the concern for somebody would be if you enjoy the skulls and the bones that much, at some point, are you going to be like, well, I guess I better go get some myself? Like, do you look at an animal or do you think, man, I wish I had, you know, I wish I had a monkey skull.
Monkey
that would
femur.
Be awesome. And then eventually you're like, well, I guess I better go kill a monkey.
Well, it was funny because we went up to Greensboro to the Science Center, and they have, like, a big giraffe skull on display, and my kids were like, oh, Mommy, that would be so cool if we had that. And I'm like, guys, I have nowhere to put that. That's way too big.
You didn't say no. You just said we don't have room.
So what you're saying is there's a chance.
If you had a bigger house.
Sounds like you need to get a bigger house, Betsy. We appreciate the call. 844-4WW shows how you can get through.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.